Okay, yesterday we started learning about the bracha of Gomel, the four people that need it. The acronym is Chol HaChayim, Chol HaYam, Yisur, and Midbar. Those are the four people. Or anytime a person is in any dangerous situation and they get out of danger, that's when they have to bench Gomel. Now what happens if somebody's traveling and they're making a numerous stops or a number of stops? So you don't bench Gomel at every stop. You know, like you went overseas. So you flew, let's say, to Europe, and then you're going to be flying again, whatever. So the thing is, you make it when you get to your final destination. When you get to your final destination, that's when you bench Gomel. If a person, God forbid, is sick, and they bench Gomel, let's say they went through a serious surgery or whatever, basically you say Gomel when you're more or less back to normal. I mean, nobody's ever normal. But when you're more or less back to normal, that's when you bench cover. Yes, Mordechai.
What about if a person survives an earthquake or a tornado or something?
If, God forbid, there was an earthquake and you happened to be in a collapsed building and you survived, then you have to bench Gaimel. But if, you know, the earth woke you up a little bit from your sleep, you don't bench Gaimel. Yeah. It's only when you're in a dangerous situation and you get out of it. Yeah, again, if you're in the wind of the tornado, yeah. But not if you're, listen, there's what this thing's flying tomorrow. This asteroid is flying by Earth tomorrow. Okay, it's bigger than the Big Ben. I just heard this on the radio today. But they said, don't worry, it's 7 million miles away. So just because it went through by Earth, you don't have to bench Gomel because it's 7 million miles away. You're not going to be in any danger whatsoever.
What about hurricanes?
Again, somebody was in a hurricane and the hurricane ripped their house apart and they survived. Yeah, they bench Gomel then. But Stam people survive, you know. You don't bench Gomel Stam. It's a bracha. You know, you can make a bracha in vain. Okay, another thing is... What?
You go 3 weeks to Israel. When you get there, you start Gomel, when you come back to start Gomel, or will you wait until you come back?
No. If you're going to Israel, even if you're there for a day, but that was your destination and last stop, but destination. So then when you get, so you bench Gomel in Israel, and then when you come back, you bench Gomel again, because it's not like you, I'm on the way to Israel, so you stop in Europe and here and there and there. So then you only
you
make
don't stop Gomel.
You hit, no. But here you're going back and forth.
But Gomel is not the same as
what? No, Gomel is not. In fact, there's a big machlekes in contemporary poskim. Some poskim write, every time you fly on a plane, you have to bench Gomel. So a lot of times, even here in Shul, I let it because there are poskim that say that even though it's not our custom. A lot of times, the guy just bench Gomel the other day here in the morning. Yeah, I asked him what happened. He said, I flew from New York. But if you go to New York, you have to bench Gomel. No, when you come back from New York, you have to bench Gomel for a lot of reasons.
That's very funny.
No, but
the rabbi is?
What?
He
I don't.
If the person is a pilot, every day he flies every day.
If he flies every day overseas, then no. I mean, we don't bench Gomel unless if it's like overseas. But a guy, according to those opinions, that every time you fly a plane and you go bench Gomel, by him it probably already wouldn't be because by him it's a normal thing.
Yeah.
So it's a normal thing, then you don't bench Gomel. Okay, now some people say, some Sefer brings down, there was somebody that said you can't bench Gomel at night. Why can't you bench Gomel at night? Because Gomel, we learned, is instead of the Karban Todah. Right? They brought used to bring a Thanksgiving offering. And you can't bring a Karban at night. So therefore, the person said you can't do it at night because it's instead of Karban Todah. So some Sefer disagrees, Maram Sheikh disagrees, and they say something very simple. Shabbos, you bench Gomel. Even though you're not allowed to bring a carbon trade on Shabbos either. It's nothing to do with the time of bringing the carbon. It has to do if you're obligated to bring a carbon or not. Okay, you should say it's standing, what? Yeah.
Same day.
If you're staying overnight, then you say then you don't say that's actually an shomer. When you come back, you bench, you say it again. What?
But if you go to San Diego, you don't need to do it.
What? No, no, no. We don't say Mizmor L'Seyd on Shabbos Yom Tov. I don't think there's any opinion that says that. Again, I can't tell you any opinion, but the Baal Shem Tov said, you know, the Sfardim all say before Friday night, Patach Eliyahu. Okay? The Hasidic crowd, in addition to Patach Eliyahu, also says Haidul Hashem, which is compared to chapter 107 of Tillim. That chapter 107 of Tillim speaks about the four people that have to bench Gremel. Yerdi and Yambanis, Elchem Midbaris. You know, over there it says four times. I mean, yeah. Haidul Hashem, whatever. I don't remember the psukim now. Whatever. You say it four times. Yerdi Hashem Chasim Vleitzim Vleyadim. That's what you say. So the Baal Shem Tov said, the Chassidic word of the Baal Shem Tov said, when a Jew survives the week and is entering Shabbos, we say Haidu. At least to mention, you can't bench Goymel, but at least to mention that parak in Tillim. By the way, that's the parak that we learn out all the dinim of the four people that bench Goymel, is from that 107 in Tillim. I see the honor of Varzal, I mean all the four things are all mentioned in that chapter. So Baal Shem Tov said, you say it Friday night before when it's during the week. You know, unless if there was a Yom Tov Chol HaMoed, so then, you know, that day you don't say it.
So for women that don't have kishuv, when do they bench
Gremel? So we were discussing yesterday, do women bench Gremel or not? By the way, we're in the middle of discussing it. So again, Shchunar Dalt Rebbe says, women bench Gremel. That's what Dalt Rebbe writes in Birch Sanen and also, that women bench Gremel. They say that the Rebbe told Abel Groner that women don't bench Gremel. In Poland, I know the Chassidim from Poland said nobody ever benched Gremel in Poland. Women didn't bench Gremel in Poland. There are certain Rabbanim in Lubavitch today that disagree with that. You can't tell. Maybe the Rebbe told him individually. How do you know what the Rebbe said? Whatever. But the Pearl Dominican Chabad today is women don't bench Gremel. Because even then, like we said, a woman who gives birth, it's Shukar Chetzes, the next time when she goes to Shul, so she stands in the women's section and she says when there's a minyan, she benches Gremel and then that's it. But we don't find in our custom, and I haven't seen this anywhere in the world, even women that bench Gremel after giving birth. I've never seen that a woman, when she came from Israel or goes to Israel, that she goes to Shul and benches Gremel. I've never seen it. I've seen pregnant women, I mean, women that gave birth bench Gremel. But my wife, when my first kid was born, bench Gremel. At 409 North, no, not in 770.
You make somebody shul?
To bench Gremel?
Yeah.
The custom is you don't.
Now let's say a woman, she feels a little more, she feels embarrassed, so she'll have her husband.
She stands behind the lady's shoulder, the mechitza, they don't have to see her. Okay, now, if somebody, a miracle happened to somebody, they have to give tzedakah. By the way, it's an interesting thing. There's a maimer from the previous Rebbe when Friedrich Rebbe got out of prison, Tafrish Peizayan. So there's a maimer, Baruch HaGoyim L'Chayim Tov. Two maimorim, in fact, one longer, one shorter. But over there, the Friedrich Rebbe asked an interesting question. In Shchunarach, it says, it's a mission in Brachas, that when a miracle happened to a person in a certain place, they say, Baruch Sha'asa Lines B'mokim Hazeth. Anytime they go by that place, there's a bracha you say that thank Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, by the way, Sha'asali Nes B'Mokom Hazeh, Hashem did a miracle for me in this place. But you don't say, I really didn't deserve it, and Hashem did it anyway. You just say, thank Hashem for doing a miracle to me. When it comes to Gaimel, you don't say, Baruch Atah Hashem Gaimel Shegumalani Toiv. You say, Gaimel Achayavim, which means by Gremel you say, actually, we really don't deserve it, and Hashem did it to us anyway. There's a whole difference in the text of the bracha between the bracha of a miracle and benching Gremel. But if somebody had a miracle done to them, they should give tzedakah, and they should say, in Kitzur, said they should actually say, this is instead of the carbon taida, and it preferably should be for public needs. As the Shechnorach says, the public needs, and to show Hashem that you're grateful for the miracle. Now, another interesting din is when somebody sneezes, You say in Halach and the Gemara it's called Asusa. Asusa is Gesundheit, Zugezon, bless you, whatever the various texts are. Now, why do we say that for sneezing? When somebody coughs, you don't say Zugezon, Gesundheit. I mean, only when somebody sneezes. So we know the famous Gemara and Medrash that says that until Yaakov Avinu, nobody was ever sick. Until Avram Avinu, the Gemara says, Avram Zakein, Ad Avram Lahisa Zikna. Until Avram, meaning for over 2,000 years in the world, nobody aged. Everybody was young. The way you grew up, became a mature adult, that no white hair, no aging. The first one to age was Avram Avinu. Why did Avram Avinu age? You can blame him for all the aging. So Avram Avinu said to Hashem, Yitzchok looked exactly like Avram. Elu tells Yitzchok and Avram, Avram Elu says Yitzchok and Avram looked identical. So Avram said, nobody's going to know who's the father, who's the son. So Hashem said, okay, I'll make you old, you'll look old, and you'll know that, everybody will know that you're the father and he's the son. Then the Gemara said that Yaakov Avinu lahitzchok cholsha. There was no illness until Yaakov Avinu. But the Pasuk said, by Yaakov Avinu, before he died, your father was sick. What happened until Yaakov Avinu? Until Yaakov Avinu, how did a person die? When it came, there was no illness. So how did he die? When his time came to go, he sneezed. Just like it says in last week's parasha we read, Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, Hashem blew the neshama into the nose of Adam Rishon. So the neshama goes in through the nose, so therefore the neshama goes out through the nose. So until Yaakov Avinu, somebody died, his time came to go, they sneezed, they died, finished. Yaakov Avinu said, I want to bless my children before I die. So you have to show me, give me a sign that I'm dying. So therefore Yaakov Avinu became sick. But because people used to die by sneezing, so therefore when somebody sneezes, you say, Gesundheit, Zugesund, bless you, or whatever the text people say. But it's an interesting din in Shulchan Aruch. The Alter Rebbe brings down Berachas Hanan. I don't know why people don't keep it, but in Berachas Hanan it's brought down, you're not supposed to say it in a shul. People do, everybody does. I mean, it's not the worst thing, but in Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't really say it in a shul. What? Or middle of learning. Huh? No, a mikveh officially, if you look in halacha, in a bathroom you're not allowed to talk, period. In a mikveh, you're not allowed to talk. Now, the shailas in halacha is, do they mean the bathrooms of yesteryear, the outhouses? You're not allowed to, oh, does that apply to today's bathrooms? Today, it's obvious you're allowed to talk in a mikveh because all the countries in the world are run from the old guys in the mikveh. They decide who's running, who should win, who should... So that's where the world is run in the mikveh. What?
It's the ear thing. Over here.
There's a minig that when somebody sneezes, I don't remember if I think I maybe saw the reason once, I don't know. The minig is when somebody sneezes, they take with the right hand toward the left ear. I don't know why it says, and maybe I'll look it up and see if there's a...
He sneezed twice.
Yeah.
How many times?
It depends who's talking to you if you need to hear better. No, if you sneeze once, you take the right hand and pull the ear once. You sneeze twice, you go twice. No, it's about on Minhagim safe. It's about not about Minhagim. Yeah. If you sneeze a lot, you just get a button to do it, you know.
I heard when you sneeze is when you're like davening and you sneeze is like it's you do davening well, it's accepted. Is that something you don't know?
Who said that one to make the tissues?
I mean, it shows like the sneezing is a sign that...
That what?
That your prayers are being answered.
Sneezing means you should have died, so there... I don't know. What? There is? Shabbat morning? It's similar to the Baal Shem Tov's concept of saying because you survived the week. But it's not in. Okay, I didn't know that either. But then the Shabbos morning tefillah is not there. Machachin is the main time. Mechabebo main kim shivla gal teira bichanan menakashi mirat. Goodbye, Zach. So we have a lot of time. Shinamari now.